It's a great day for Tennessee football, and we're excited, or exited, because he misspelled excited, to hear that J.C. Copeland is committed to play for the Vols. He would go on to say that it was one of his assistants who was Twittering using his name, but another secondary infraction for Lane Kiffin. Is this guy a genius, or is he just stupid? We want to hear from you. 404-233-7979. Brian, is he stupid, or is he a genius?
I want to believe he's not that stupid, but you really got to ask yourself, what is he doing? But, you know, I'm just curious. The more minor infractions he gets into, the more I'm more anxious to see or for have the season to start because, you know, he's getting the attention, but, you know, this year is going to be tough because he's not going to get that many wins. So, you know,
yeah, 3-9 year, is what he's going to go this year.
Yeah,
let's
it's
not
look like
ourselves.
3-9. I don't think he's going to go 500 at all. So, I mean, if he doesn't go 500, you know, our recruits next year who have Tennessee on their list are going to ask themselves, should I go here or is Lane Kiffin really the guy that's going to lead Tennessee to the promised land? Or, you know, I don't know what recruits are going to do if Tennessee struggles this year.
Well, I think there's warning signs. Is this something that's going to build up to where you have a real major violation? Is something going to slip by? I mean, Kiffin's made so many minor mistakes, you know, with the smoke bringing recruits in, now the Twittering with the supposedly the assistant. Is this just leading up to something that's really going to bring shame on the Tennessee football program and really hurt them and hold them back?
All right, we're going to get into more Tennessee when we come up next. One final big recruiting note, though. The number one player in the country in high school basketball, John Wall, has committed to John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats. We'll get into that later. We'll have more on Lane Kiffin coming up next. This is the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Here's the lineup.
Here's the fish.
Hey, guys, this is Brian McCann, and I always catch Steak, Domino, and Nick on Mayhem in the AM, mornings from 6 to 11 on 790 The Zone.
It's Memorial Day at BrandSmart USA. Save now. Get a premium steam dry iron for $4.88. Black & Decker's Mini Chopper or Toastmaster Sandwich Maker are great for the kitchen and are your choice, $6.88. Make cool summer smoothies with a Space Saver Blender from Proctor Silex for $12.88. And clean up with Eureka's Maxima Upright Vacuum for $38.88. It's hot. Cool off with an air conditioner from Gold Star for $78.88. Start up the summer barbecues with Charbroil's Grill and Side Burner for $168.88. Whirlpool Super Capacity Washer and Dryer are $597.76 for the pair. And Maytag's 25 Cubic Foot Energy Star Rated Refrigerator is $888.88. BrandSmart USA is now selling music, movies, and game software online. Go to BrandSmartUSA.com to make your purchase and have it shipped directly to your home. BrandSmart USA. Of course, your favorite brands at low, low prices.
That's why more people say, I like buying at BrandSmart USA. Buying the BrandSmart way.
Golf is big business on and off the course. And from the majors to the high-priced sponsorship, and of course Tiger Woods, we've got the guy in the know. Thursday nights at 7, it's Teeing Off with Matt Judy. Brought to you by Bears Best Atlanta, Watercolor Resort, Blue Giraffe Sports, and the Tour Championship. Presented by Coca-Cola at East Lake. Teeing Off with Matt Judy is only heard on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
I have news.
News. We're local every weeknight until 9.
Are you listening?
We're local on the weekend.
Are you kidding me?
Our experts are local.
And you know what?
Our play-by-play is local.
You're scaring me.
That's a whole lot of local. 790 The Zone, first for local sports.
Two ten on a Sunday afternoon on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. This is Score Atlanta's official visit. Fletcher Brocker, Brian Jones, Alex Ewalt. We are talking high school recruiting, all things high school recruiting. That means football. That means basketball. That means a little baseball. Coming up pretty soon, we're going to do some college baseball recruiting. I hope you guys are ready for that. We're going to have our good buddy Dave Perna, the coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, on. Friend of the program, I should say. And Danny Hall, we'll get him on too. Why? Because we are the official home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. But before the break, we were talking about Lane Kiffin committing yet another secondary violation. What is going on at Tennessee? I mean, honestly, this guy signs on December the 1st of 2008. He pisses Urban Meyer off, excuse the expression. He aggravates Steve Spurrier. He tweaks Mark Richt. He goes after Nick Saban. This guy is just, if he's trying to put the Tennessee on the map, he is. But is he doing it the right way, Alex? sacks.
And with the Spurrier episode, all the while bragging about his high test score in regards to knowing the NCAA rules and all the violations, I'm just wondering what test he was taking here. Was that an old test 20 years ago? I mean, he's broken just about every secondary violation that I can list off the top of my head. Is this building up to where there's going to be a major violation where scholarships are going to get taken away, where the program is going to get hit hard? The warning signs are there. I don't know if Tennessee fans want to believe it, but it might be building to something pretty unfavorable for the program.
Now, I will admit this. I am not 100% up to date with the NCAA violation book, with the code. I mean, that book is probably the size of, you know, it's pretty big. Let's just put it out there. I'm not sure if it's 10 secondary violations get you a loss of a scholarship. I'm not sure if it's 20 or 30 or if it's just slap on the wrist. But if nothing comes about of getting a secondary violation, why not continue to do it?
Right.
Why not Twitter the guy's name? Because I'm sure these kids, they're up there with their tweeting and their Twittering and whatnot. I'm sure they love being in the blogs and whatnot. I mean, if it's not going to do anything to you, I mean, I can understand, hey, he's using the system. He's not abusing it. He's just using the system that way, if nothing's going to come about. But if this is his, let's say this is his sixth offense, and at 10 you lose a scholarship, Brian, he's on his way to losing a scholarship by what, June the 2nd?
If that. And, you know, if he keeps this up, then, you know, I'll be honest with you too. I have no idea how the NCAA, how they, you know, rule the how they go about with the minor violations. Like, I don't know if you have to have 10 or 15 minor violations, you get one major. But I think he's really trying to push the system. That's why I say I don't think he's stupid. I just think he's really saying to himself, okay, how long can I keep this going before the NCAA really hits me with a major violation and I end up losing scholarship? So he's going to keep on doing this.
Well, you also ask, is he gaining an advantage with these little things? If so, I guess it's worth it. With the smoke for the recruits, I mean that's obviously – you know, the recruits coming into the stadium and putting off the smoke like it's simulated before a game. Does that really get you an advantage? I mean, I don't really think it does, and that's why it's a secondary violation. However, if you can get away with enough and gain some sort of upper hand, why not do it? Why not do it if the NCAA is not going to crack down on you? And like we've all said, I'm not sure how it adds up. But to me, they're warning signs. It's just sort of a reckless way to run your program. I mean, you are breaking rules, and you're getting your school's name in the headlines for the wrong reasons.
We talked to our buddy Drew Carter from the Chattanooga Times-Press, which is up in Tennessee. He follows the Vols for the Chattanooga newspaper, and he said that the people in Tennessee love it. You know, they love that Lane Kiffin is getting his name out there. Of course, we talked to Drew probably a month ago, right? I'm not sure if the people love it still because he's been banned from Pahokee's campus in Florida. He recently apologized, and a Tennessee coach was finally allowed to step foot on the high school campus again earlier this week. But the coach of that school said, no, you're not allowed to come down here anymore because you've made fun of us because he lost a recruit. You know, he and a conditioning coach, Mark Smith, decided to part ways. That happened earlier this week, because he's already firing some coaches because they're not getting along. And I think if Mark Smith, the guy who left South Carolina for this Tennessee job, had known just what Lane Kiffin is all about. Guys, we all thought, oh, well, Al Davis is crazy because he's the one saying that Lane Kiffin's got a screw loose. Al Davis is looking smarter by the minute, and Mark Smith, it might be the tip of the iceberg, and there's a whole lot underneath the water you can't see.
Well, I never thought we'd be saying that Al Davis is looking like the smart, level-headed character here, but I don't know. I'm not going to remark on Lane Kiffin's relative intelligence, but I know that it is stupid to even approach angering a cluster of schools like the Pahokee, Glades, Central, Glades Day, all those schools in that Everglades region. He made a couple comments. You know, I can't remember the exact quotes. They don't know how to fax something. They have ulterior motives. They're going to push their kids in different directions. To even hint at something like that in anger, a cluster of schools that produces so much talent. And you're Tennessee. You're not getting talent from Tennessee. If you got a good relationship with that cluster of schools right down there, that's a well that you can go back to every year for recruiting.
Give us a call, 404-233-7979, *790. A free call on the AT&T phone. Is Lane Kiffin a genius, or is he not that smart? Because, guys, let's admit this. all he's doing right now is, I think, taking the focus off just how bad this football team was last year. And I know that Phil Fulmer, towards the end, he wasn't getting the top-notch recruits that he used to. But he still was – there is talent on that Tennessee team, okay? And it's going to be interesting to see when Lane Kiffin – I didn't say if. I said when Lane Kiffin goes 3-9 next year, 4-8, best-case scenario, when he gets stomped by Urban Meyer and the Florida Gators, when he loses to Georgia Bulldogs, when he loses – and I want to say it – to Steve Spurrier and the South Carolina Gamecocks.
How about Kentucky and Vandy?
Okay.
No slouches.
And they
have
to travel to Alabama, too.
When they lose to all these people – Are people going to still want to come and play for him because he's out there rabble-rousing, because he's out there stoking the flames? I mean, are they still going to want to do that, or are they going to say, you know what, I don't want to go play for this weirdo because all he's doing is running his mouth and he's not backing it up? Because let's be honest, Oakland didn't want Lane Kiffin. They wanted Steve Sarkisian, okay? He's not the golden child that his father is, okay? Maybe he got hired at Tennessee because they knew that Monty Kiffin was coming with him. All I'm saying.
There's all kinds of questions as to what his exact role was at USC. How much of the offense was he involved in? No one's even really sure how much Carroll did, how much Sarkisian did, how much Lane Kiffin did. It seems with the recruits right now, he's still got the momentum. He's still attracting
kids.
Well,
he's still a name because he's an unknown. What happens when we know that he goes
3-9? Exactly. Where's the turning point? Where's the turning point where his antics get to be too much?
When he goes 3-9,
where the product on the field, isn't up to par. That's probably it.
He was one heck of a recruiter at USC. You know who else
is
a good recruiter? Ed Ogeron. How did he do? You know who else
is
a good recruiter?
Well.
I hate to say it. Jim Donnell was a good recruiter at Georgia. And the best he did was 8-4. Now, if Lane Kiffin can do that, if he can go 8-4 at Tennessee, gosh, wasn't Phil Fulmer doing that and you guys got angry at him? I'm not certain, you know, what the point is if this guy's gonna come in, bump his gums, and go 8-4.
Yeah.
Best case scenario.
Donnan and Orgeron didn't run around ripping their shirts off for recruits either. So I mean he's got the deck stacked against him a little bit here.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at Tennessee's schedule. I mean, on September 5th, they open against Western Kentucky. You know, that's a win. If they don't win that, then
they're in
really
real
have,
trouble. They're
exactly.
in real.
Although it's one that they could, I mean, they could drop that. They could drop that game.
But you can look at the second game. They play UCLA at home. That's not a
Rick
Neuheisel,
by the way. He tweaked some people, like he tweaked Pete Carroll last year.
Right.
But Rick Neuheisel is going to bowl games. Rick Neuheisel has gone to BCS in the past. What's Lane Kiffin done in the past? He took Oakland to like 3-8 and then was fired. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
What else are they doing? They play at Florida, so they're 1-2. Ohio with Frank Solich, isn't he still the coach out there?
I think so.
Let's say they're 2-2. Auburn,
here it is,
that's
right
a big one right there. Auburn could be that with Gene Chizik. I think Auburn has better talent though.
I think so.
At home, so maybe they go 3-2. Georgia 3-3. Alabama 3-4. South Carolina 3-5. Memphis 4-5. At Mississippi 4-6. Vanderbilt 4-7. At Kentucky 4-8. I say they go 4-8 next year.
I mean, that's reasonable because...
Am I wrong?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Because, you know, you just look at the schedule. I mean, there's some easy wins, but that month of October, Auburn, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, they could very well go 0-4, and that could make or break their season.
That's when the fan sentiment could start turning. They drop a couple in a row to SEC teams. I don't know what the grace period is going to be. I mean, Tennessee, obviously, they put up a little with Phil Fulmer, had two losing seasons towards the end of his tenure. But how quickly are they going to turn?
But Phil Fulmer, you have to remember, Phil Fulmer was one of them. Lane Kiffin is not a former Vol.
No.
And
no.
So I've learned that fan bases very rarely have patience when you go outside the family to hire someone like they did with Lane Kiffin.
The only reason Fulmer got that much time is because he absolutely bled orange. He, you know, was in the program for
decades
and decades.
And won a national title,
won a national title.
Let's
that helps
right.
as well.
Let's not forget that. All right, coming up next, hopefully we'll have TJ Stripling an interview. He's going to be live on the phone with us. And he is the Southwest DeKalb running back, of course. Southwest DeKalb should have about 15 or 16 players signing Division I scholarships next season. They didn't have a lot this year, but I've talked to some people close to the Southwest DeKalb program. I've seen them in action, and they have a big senior class this year, so expect a lot of them. One of them is going to be TJ Stripling, and hopefully he will be coming up next. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
The Two Live Stews.
The place where the players play.
Big Spike Lee fans of all of the movies. I got a couple of your posters up on my walls in the basement.
If you had to choose one player to be on your bench with the New York Knicks.
LeBron.
Weekdays 1 to 4 on 790 The Zone.
Golf. Hey, golf fans, Mike Bell here for Golfsmith, and this weekend only, Golfsmith is holding their huge tent sale event at their Duluth location. Save up to 60% off on the biggest brand names in golf and tennis, like Callaway, TaylorMade, Nike, and more. And during Golfsmith's anniversary sale, take advantage of even more specials. For instance, you can buy a TaylorMade 09 burner driver and get a fairway or rescue club free. But hurry, the tent sale is this weekend only. Exit 103 off 85 North and take your first left. Visit golfsmith.com for details. Save big under the tent.
You've heard it before. Go, there's nothing stopping you. And AirTran Airways means it, especially when you're sitting back and relaxing, much the way you can in the great AirTran Airways brand new jumbo jet. And enjoy all of the away team interviews that are rich and personal right here on AirTran Airways Hardball, heard on 790 The Zone. My name is Chris Domino, and here's what's going to happen all season long. I'll be sitting down with some of the biggest stars in baseball as they fly into Atlanta and play our hometown team. It's a real treat when you get a chance to potentially be talking with a Hall of Famer or an icon of America's pastime. And AirTran Airways flyaways over the course of the season will be included. Your chance to fly away to see the hometown baseball team play on top of that. Don't forget, away team interviews courtesy of our friends at AirTran Airways all season long here on 790 The Zone at 790thezone.com. You know what I say, go, there's nothing stopping you. And with AirTran Airways, boy, do they prove it every day. More flights than anybody else, more on-time flights than anybody else in a brand new fleet. That's AirTran Airways. They're doing it bigger and better than everybody else, and you can actually sit back, relax, enjoy both AirTran Airways and AirTran Airways fly away team interviews. Rich and personal, just the way AirTran Airways treats.
We have hooked up with Crown Royal to give someone else their chance at what we consider the ultimate dream job. It's the Crown Royal Stew in the Street. It's your chance to be king of your world and get your start in radio. If you're crowned the winner, you can score a radio broadcast rating, special access to the behind-the-scenes event, action, and tons more. Find out how to get involved at twolivestews.com. That's twolivestews.com.
Must be 21 to enter. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2008. Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. It's about quality, not quantity.
If you haven't heard the Two Live Stews talking about the stew on the street, where have you been? This is your chance to get your start in radio. Join us Thursday from 7 to 9 at Delvis in Lithonia and hook up with the Stew Video Crew. Delvis is Lithonia's hotspot, offering a full menu including wings, burgers, salads, steaks, and sandwiches, and the cheapest drinks in DeKalb County. If you are crowned the winner, you can score radio broadcast training courtesy of Complete Gaming Broadcasting. To find out more, check out twolivestews.com and completegame.tv, or just plan on joining the Two Live Stews this Thursday from 7 to 9 at Delvis.
Welcome to Economics 101. Now, when a given item greatly exceeds the expectations of the purchaser, it is referred to as a good value. To illustrate, I've placed McDonald's meals on your desks. Point made.
I love economics!
Share your smarts. Grab McDonald's double cheeseburger or McChicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Coca-Cola for just $2.99 every day. Prices and participation may vary.
I just loved cappuccinos. Before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's. This Monday, get a free sample size of a McCafe mocha from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While supplies last, limit one per customer per visit. Many drive-thrus open 24 hours.
Pollock and Bell.
This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes. Hoping you're having a great Memorial Day week here. Whether you're down in Destin, chasing some tan at the beach, or maybe roasting weenies with your little rugrat, be sure to listen to Pollock and Bell. Come back on Tuesday, Jack. We'll get you set with some NBA and football lives here, Daddy.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Welcome back to Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Alex Ewald, Brian Jones, and me, Fletcher Proctor. We are going to be here till 4 o'clock talking everything that is recruiting on the high school level, the state of Georgia, as well as the Southeast. But right now, we are joined by a very special guest. Southwest DeKalb defensive end TJ Stripling is on the line. And TJ, thanks for joining us on this Sunday afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thanks for coming on our show today. 6'5", 215, runs the 40 and 4'6", flat. And TJ, I see on here that you've got some interest from the SEC schools and also from some of the Big East. How are you liking the recruiting process so far?
Right now, it's great. It's a great process. It's a one-in-a-lifetime thing, and I'm just really having fun with it right now.
TJ, what do you like about some of the schools that are in on you around here in the Southeast? Which ones are you looking at? Which ones are recruiting you the hardest right now?
Pretty much the whole SEC recruit me hard right now, but I'm really undecided right now. I really don't have a favorite. I'm just playing it out right now.
I see on here that you finished last year, your junior year in 08, with 16 tackles with 65 tackles with 16 sacks. You've got to feel good about going into your senior year, knowing you put that up as a junior. Are you worried that teams might focus a little more on you this season, or are you ready for that?
I've been ready for my coach has got me prepared this year, this spring, this summer, and we're ready for anything. You know, we're going to be coming hard this year, and we're just going to step it up this year and make our neighborhood proud.
TJ, I'm just looking at the list of colleges that they're interested in you, and I'm noticing that, you know, Florida State and Miami have shown good interest in you. Have you thought about really going, like, if you don't want to stay in-state, like Georgia, are you considering going out-of-state, somewhere like Florida or even Tennessee or even Virginia?
It's crossed my mind, but I really don't know right now. I would go out-of-state, but, you know, it's just something I had to talk to my coaches and my family about, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, TJ, is this a process where you'll wait till after your senior season? Have you put a timetable to it? Are you going to commit before your season? What do you think is going to work out best for you as far as, I guess, planning around your senior year?
What's best for me, I would say I'm going to commit after I see it. I'm gonna wait. I don't want that to get to interfere with our school or our team as far as other prospects and stuff. I just want us to have a season, regular season. I don't have to worry about all the other distractions and just win a state championship this year.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, being joined by Southwest DeKalb defensive end TJ Stripling. He's joining us on the line. And TJ, I noticed that one of your teammates, the running back Kendra Malcolm, he's rated the 31st best running back in the country. You're rated the 16th best defensive end. Do you guys have a little competition to show off your letters to see who gets more scholarship offers?
Oh, definitely it's a competition. We've been doing this since we were younger. You know, Kendra Malcolm is my cousin, so we had this family rivalry thing going on right now that we just going to see who does the best this year.
And are you guys maybe, would it be something that, are you looking into possibly a package deal together going someplace, or are you each just kind of doing what's best for yourselves?
That too has crossed our mind, but we pretty much going to do our research on the school that's looking at us and see which school fits us best.
Along with your cousin, TJ, your team's looking really good. And last year I had you as one of the sleepers kind of going into the playoffs, and you did real well. You went deep into the playoffs and really showed people something. I think coming into your senior season, people might be expecting a little more. What does the team expect, and what do you hope to do in this coming football season?
In this coming season, I just expect to keep my team the head high, coming in, going this season, being teamed, and basically just running through the season, really. We know we're going to be coming hard this year, and we just got to fight through the adversity and stay up.
Now, you guys had to watch Tucker, of course, from your region, win the state title, play Marist, also from your region. That is a tough league. A lot of big-time recruits coming out of there. Talk about, you know, just some of the talent you've had to play against and how that's preparing you to take the next step in your career.
I know we have a lot of recruits being recruited this year out of DeKalb County, and we play a lot of those teams as far as Tucker and Marist, and we know they have probably the best players in the county. So we play those teams, we just come out there, we show our stuff, and that's going to prepare us for college too, because they're going to be the people we play against in college.
TJ, your coach Buck Godfrey is considered one of the most well-respected coaches throughout the state of Georgia. How much has he influenced you, or have you even talked to him about the recruiting process? Has he played a big part, or have you talked to, or have you talked to him at all?
Oh yeah, Coach Godfrey is a great guy. He's probably the most influential person, next to my father and my family. he actually talks to my dad every day. I don't know what they talk about, but they talk to my parents every day, and he's probably just the most influential guy right now as far as not just football, but just as being a man and growing into the young man I am now.
Finishing up with Southwest DeKalb weakside defensive end T.J. Stripling on Score Atlanta's official visit. T.J., have you thought about where you're going to take your official visits next year? And possibly, do you have a top five in mind of where you might sign on the dotted line?
I really don't have a top five right now. Like I said, I'm just playing it out, weighing my options, and doing my research on these schools, and that's about it.
All right, TJ, well, I guess school's out for you, so enjoy the summer, work hard, and gear up for a big-time senior season where hopefully a state title and a big scholarship offer at the end of the rainbow, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks. Have a great Memorial Day. TJ Stripling joining us on Score Atlanta's official visit. We want to thank him for taking time out of his holiday weekend, and sounds like a good kid. He's got a lot of options ahead of him and should have a great future.
Got Malcolm, the cousin, on the team. A nice little rivalry there. Keep pushing each other, and a lot of talent on that team. A lot of talent on that Southwest DeKalb team. And we're actually, it's kind of a DeKalb themed show. I guess we're going to talk to Stevenson head coach Ron Gartrell afterwards. We talked about Tucker, Marist, Chamblee, Miller Grove coming out with high D1 recruits, very talented players. That, you know, as much as Gwinnett is a destination for talent going into college, DeKalb has become that as well.
Let me ask you this, Brian. How great do you think family reunions are for them when it comes down to it? Because you know everybody plays a little touch football. You know everybody plays a little basketball, some horseshoes or something. You think they get a little competitive at their family reunions?
Oh, absolutely. You know, like in any family where you have two great athletes, you know, they're probably, you know, TJ's going to be one captain, and, you know, they're really going to get after it. I mean, it'd be good to be a fly on the wall during those family reunions and barbecues and things like that, just to see, you know, the camaraderie and, you know, the how they're competitive against each other and how they get along. So I would love to see that.
Shoot, my family, we get competitive over golf and stuff. I could imagine only when people get excited and competitive over real sports, like if they play a little touch football or something like that. I mean, goodness gracious, those two guys. You're talking about potentially the defensive end starting for he's saying maybe Florida State, maybe Alabama, maybe Georgia, going up against a running back that has where did he say, Oklahoma is his top choice, followed by Florida State, Georgia, Clemson, and West Virginia. I mean, could you imagine that? Oklahoma versus Florida State, those two guys at a family reunion going against head-to-head?
I'm guessing they count tackles and touchdowns and those kinds of impromptu contests.
But gracious. Now, but speaking of Southwest DeKalb, we've mentioned those two guys. There's also probably about a legitimate 13 that will sign for scholarships after next season. Southwest DeKalb is really, really a team that is one to watch out for. We talk about it. There's Marist, True. There's Tucker. Tucker, their season was last year. I think Southwest DeKalb, I believe that the Panthers, right? They could be last year's Tucker this coming season, because remember, they had Drayton Calhoun, they had Jonathan Davis, they had all those players. Southwest DeKalb is ready to take that step to be the Tucker of this season.
Well, I think they could win a state title. I think they could.
I think
they could get back there just like they did in 96 when with Quincy Carter and Rodney Williams and those guys. I think they're definitely in the conversation. You got to look out for them. And like I said, that playing against that type of competition in DeKalb, it's unbelievable how many D1 players come out of schools like that.
Certainly is. And those guys, what do they say? Decatur's greater when it comes to talent or something
Decatur's
like that.
Decatur's greater. Well, so, I think people from Decatur just like to reiterate that all the time.
Well, that Region 6 Quad A is just going to be ultra competitive, because you talk about Southwest DeKalb, they're probably going to go in as the favorite. You never count out Marist, because they're a solid program. And then Tucker, with the talent they have and the coach that they have, I mean, they really have done some great things there over the past few years. So I'm really excited about the season and how that region is going to pan out.
But adding one or both of those guys to the Georgia recruiting class could make the 2010 recruiting class a good one. AJC's Mark Bradley says next year could be a difficult recruiting class for the Georgia Bulldogs. We'll talk about it next. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
Tuesday morning's Mayhem. We're back from Memorial Day weekend, and Nick has a little boy, and he's already ticked off the kid 3 days late. That poor little sucker. Also, Fran Tarkenton live in studio at 8:10. Tuesday's Mayhem.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
Golf.
Hey, golf fans, Mike Bell here for Golfsmith, and this weekend only, Golfsmith is holding their huge tent sale event at their Duluth location. Save up to 60% off on the biggest brand names in golf and tennis, like Callaway, TaylorMade, Nike, and more. And during Golfsmith's anniversary sale, take advantage of even more specials. For instance, you can buy a TaylorMade 09 Burner driver and get a fairway or rescue club free. But hurry, the tent sale is this weekend only. Exit 103 off 85 North and take your first left. Visit golfsmith.com for details. Save big under the tent.
This is Brian McCann. If we all teamed up and carpooled every now and then, we would improve traffic and take tons of pollution out of Georgia's air. Now that's a win for everyone. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
We have hooked up with Crown Royal to give someone else their chance at what we consider the ultimate dream job. It's the Crown Royal Stew in the Street. It's your chance to be king of your world and get your start in radio. If you're crowned the winner, you can score a radio broadcast rating, special access to the behind-the-scenes event, action, and tons more. Find out how to get involved at 2LiveStews.com. That's 2LiveStews.com.
Must be 21 to enter. Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2008. Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. It's about quality, not quantity.
If you haven't heard of the Two Live Stews talking about the stew on the street, where have you been? This is your chance to get your start in radio. Join us Thursday from 7 to 9 at Dudley's in Lithonia and hook up with the Stew Video Crew. Dudley's is Lithonia's hotspot, offering a full menu including wings, burgers, salads, steaks, and sandwiches, and the cheapest drinks in DeKalb County. If you are crowned the winner, you can score radio broadcast training courtesy of Complete Gaming Broadcasting. To find out more, check out TwoLiveStews.com and CompleteGame.tv, or just plan on joining the Two Live Stews this Thursday from 7 to 9 at Dudley's.
Welcome to Economics 101. Now, when a given item greatly exceeds the expectations of the purchaser, it is referred to as a good value. To illustrate, I've placed McDonald's meals on your desks. Point made.
I love economics!
Share your smarts. Grab McDonald's double cheeseburger or McChicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Coca-Cola for just $2.99 every day. Prices and participation may vary.
I just loved cappuccinos. Before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's. This Monday, get a free sample size of a McCafe mocha from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. while supplies last. Limit one per customer per visit. Many drive-thrus open 24 hours.
It's summer. It's summer.
I have an air conditioner in the window of my house. Last summer, I turned it around the other way. I turned it up full blast, and it got cold out.
Things are heating up. The unofficial start of summer. Have a happy and safe Memorial Day from 790 The Zone.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Hey, if you're listening to us via your computer, thanks for sitting down on this Memorial Day and taking time out. Because it's raining a little bit, depending on where you are, so you're probably not out at a pool. Or if you are at a pool, thanks for turning us up so you can jump in and swim and listen to us.
I think it's rained every show we've done for the last 2 months, honestly. Are the lakes back up to the where they need to be yet? I'm tired of this rain.
They're improving from what I heard.
That's enough.
All right. That guy right there who just said that they think that they are, Brian Jones, the inquisitive person to my right, is Alex Ewalt. My name, Fletcher Proctor. This is, once again, the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta. And we're going to be joined in just a minute by Aqua Blues' Brian Longacre. But before we get to Brian, let's just start this topic, and we can always revisit it in just a second. Mark Bradley said that this could be Georgia's toughest recruiting class in a long time in a recent blog on the AJC. Why? He gave the reason of Urban Meyer's won two of the last three national championships. You've got Nick Saban appearing in Atlanta to start, you know, last year, and he's going to be starting this year against Virginia Tech, probably with two impressive victories. He had one last year and probably this one. You've got Auburn riding around in limousines. You've got Paul Johnson just beat you for the first time in decades, it seems, out on the flats. So Mark Richt, and if you'll notice, their recruiting class for 2010 – it's not like it was in 09 when they had about eight people come signing day. They've got only about one or two or three commits. So is this going to be a tough recruiting class, or are they just going to do like Mark Richt and Bobby Bowden used to do at Florida State and close strong?
Well, you compare where they are now to where they were last year, and you got guys that are committed. Aaron Murray committed. Zach Mettenberger, Ely, Chase Vasser. Those are all 4- and 5-star guys. Those guys were all already in the fold for them.
They were.
By
they
this
were.
Point right. last year. And they did. They closed strong last year as well. I mean, you look after the new year, they're getting huge talent as well. Orson Charles, 5-star. Marlon Brown, number 2 or 3 wide receiver in the nation. Brandon Smith from Washington, all after the new year. Now, so if you're a Georgia fan, I can see where you have 4 commitments right now. Should you be a little worried? Maybe, maybe not. You want to see if things shake out the right way, because you look at the kids that they're on, and if things do shake out the right way, it's got the potential to be a huge class like last year, you know, jumping them up into the top 5 with those last-second commits, those 11th-hour guys. They're in with some big, big athletes.
And guys, I don't think they should be worried, because I think this might be the best thing that Mark Richt and company can do, because last year they jumped out there, they gave a scholarship to Dexter Moody, and Dexter Moody ran into a little bit of trouble and they had to pull a scholarship. You know, they gave a bunch of scholarships. They only really wanted 2 linebackers, and ends up they had 3, maybe even 4, you know, sign with them. Well, the 4th obviously dropped out in Dexter Moody. But, you know, when you go and you send out these hundreds of scholarship offers, and then people start accepting, and all of a sudden, well, we only wanted 2 linebackers, and we had 4 accept. You know, are we going to be those jerks that, you know, pull the scholarship offer like they did up in Oregon that we talked about last week? Or are you going to be the guys that, you know, you really want to fill a need on one area, but you can't because of something else? Or how are they going to do? I think they're being smart. And Rodney Gardner knows what he's doing. He's sitting back, and he's saying, you know what, we've got our targets. Okay, and we're not just going in-state. I think a lot of what Mark Bradley from the AJC is worried about is they're not getting the in-state guys that they're wanting, but instead they're going after, say, the wide receiver from Miami's Booker T. Washington and top 100 recruit Ted Maline. You know, he wants to come to UGA. They're also going after the guy, the Niceville, Florida running back Roy Finch. He received an offer from UGA. He's just 5'8", but you know he's a 4-star recruit according to Rivals. You know, they're going after some of these other guys, Stevenson, defensive tackle. You know, they want to pick their spots instead of just blanketing the entire state with offers. They're able to go and get Aaron Murray from Florida and Orson Charles from Florida and Nadarius Ward a couple years back from Oakland, California, and Logan Gray from Missouri. They're able to pick their spots. I don't think they need to just go in-state.
Marlon Brown from Tennessee.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you – what good programs do, how they do good recruiting is if they can recruit within their pipeline. Yeah, you want to stay in-state. I know Georgia wants to, you know, get the best recruits in the state of Georgia, but there's also talent in Florida, there's also talent in Alabama, and there's also talent in North and South Carolina. Like, you look at Matthew Stafford, he's from Texas. You look at Noshon Moreno, he's from New Jersey. So what they've done is they've done a good job, you know, staying in state, but also they know how to go out of state and pick the best recruits there. So Mark Richt, I'm not, as a Georgia fan, I'm not worried about them getting, like, a small amount of recruits right now. I think as the year winds down, they're going to finish strong just like they always have, and they'll have another great recruiting class.
I mean, I hate to say it, and I'm not trying to sound like the conceited Georgia fan, and you can call me up and tell me I'm at 404-233-7979 or *790 in your AT&T phone. Yeah, Greg Reed would have been nice, and Jarvis Jones would have been nice, but I think the last real recruit, in-state recruit that Georgia wanted that they did not get, you're going to go back to Cameron Hayward, who went to Ohio State, and Alan Bailey, who went to Miami. I think those are the last two true, you know, bullseye targets that Mark Richt and Rodney Gardner wanted that they did not get. And that was back following the 06 season when they struggled a little bit and went to the Chick-fil-A Bowl and beat Virginia Tech. But that was that year when they struggled, and you had those two guys flying the coop in the 07 class. I think those are the last two guys that Georgia really wanted in-state that did not get. And again, maybe I was wrong. Maybe they really did want Greg Reed, the prima donna. Maybe they really did want Jarvis Jones, who ended up going to USC. But I think those are the two. I think Mark Richt and Rodney Gardner have done a pretty darn good job of locking up this state.
Well, and the guys out of state are the guys committing, at least in last year's class, at the 11th hour. That's your Kwame Gathers from South Carolina. That's your Marlon Brown. Those are the guys, and your Orson Charles. Those are the guys that they had been on, the top, the blue-chip recruits, the guys that they've been on for a while. They kept on them. They kept in contact with them until the very end. They got them. And it was a little bit of a gamble. They got basically everyone they wanted at the end. Everybody.
Yeah, with all due respect to some of the in-state talent last year at wide receiver, Stephen Hill at Georgia Tech is a nice story. But when you compare Stephen Hill to Marlon Brown, Now, let's be honest here. Do you want the in-state guys, as nice as the in-state guy is, don't you want the number two wide receiver in the country? As nice as say, a tight end, Lutzenkirchen from Lassiter, or Terrell Mitchell from McEachern, as nice as those two are, Orson Charles is just better from Tampa, okay? And as nice as it is to have a roster made of just Georgia players and the Georgia Bulldogs, as a Georgia fan, I want the best players. Am I wrong in wanting that?
No. Well, I mean, I saw an article a little while ago as far as in-state players. Rodney Garner, the recruiting coordinator, actually addressed the issue of sort of slow-playing in-state players, not blanketing the state with offers, waiting to see how things played out, while also keeping on all the guys in surrounding states like your Charleses and your Kwame Gethers and Marlon Browns.
Here's, and this, by the way, Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher Proctor, Alex Ewald, Brian Jones. And, Brian, I'm going to pose this question to you. You know how when you go onto Rivals.com and Scout.com and all those recruiting services, they grade them out. They're, say, a 94, okay?
Right.
And if, say, Recruit A from North Cobb is a 94 and Recruit B is a 94, but he happens to live in Montana, yeah, you go for the guy from North Cobb who's 94. But if the guy from North Cobb is a 91 and the guy from Montana is a 97, I want the 97. Am I wrong in wanting that?
No,
I don't think I am.
Absolutely not. You always want to get the best recruits you can, no matter how big or how small your school is. And Georgia's in a good situation because they're a more recognizable school. They can always get the most competitive talent. And there should be no reason why they can't get, you know, that guy from Montana who's a 97 compared to a guy from here in Marietta who's a 91. You got to get the best recruits, and Georgia's able to do that because they're one of the more recognizable schools, not only in the South, but in the nation. They bring in a lot of money. They have a great coach. They're always on national television. So, yeah, they're able to get those recruits not only in-state but out-of-state as well.
All right, we're going to continue this topic coming up next, but right now we want to go to the phone lines. We've got Brian Longacre from Aqua Blue on the line. Brian, welcome, and how are you doing on this Memorial Day weekend?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm doing just fine, spending a little time with the family and just got done with some golf and some lunch and all that good stuff. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Oh, good.
We're doing all right, man. We've got the day off tomorrow, so we like that. IJ was a little kind to us.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, so what's going on at Aqua Blue this weekend? Any big specials going on for Memorial Day?
Typically for Memorial Day, we shut down with all the barbecues and cookouts and family events. So we're not open tomorrow, but starting next week on Monday, June 1st, we start our Lobster Tailapalooza. We did this back in February, and we had great success, but we bring in live Maine lobsters, and we prepare them three different ways, three different sauces, side dishes. It's a great promotion. They're the best lobsters in the world.
And also talk a little bit about what you were talking about last week with the wine tasting. How did that go? How's it going?
Yeah, we do. We still do the wine tastings on the wine flights on Wednesdays, and then we actually have girls night out. We package that together. Everything on the girls menu is $5. And that includes wine. But towards the end of the month, on the 26th, we're actually going to be doing our wine festival where we have local artists coming in, showing paintings and photography. We've got 12 different wines from our award-winning wine list, and we're going to pair them up with 12 different appetizers. Plus, we have live Motown out there on the patio, so it should be one big party.
And one thing that Alex Ewald, who obviously the co-host, is very excited about is Thursday nights, every Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. We've got some bands out there, and he can come up there and dance, right?
Yeah, from 5:30 to 7:30, we do complimentary appetizers. And then we have the American Flyers that start right around 7:30, 7:45. And it's a great people-watching night. Yeah, you'll definitely have a good time there.
Yeah, Alex is going to come up there and shake his groove thing, if that's even allowed.
You're not going to kick me out if I start doing the funky chicken, are you, Brian?
No, we might just put you up on stage, though.
Okay.
As long as you don't have any stage fright, we'll bring it on.
I'm
but
ready.
But if you've never been out there to the patio, it's an incredible environment out there. Tell the listeners how to get out there, Brian.
We're at 1564 Holcomb Bridge Road. We're off of exit 7. You can reach us at 770-643-8886, or if you go to our website, aquablueatl, and go under events. It's got all of our nightly features in the bar, any food events that we have, any wine tastings coming up. So just give me a call, and we'll take excellent care of you.
And if you've never been out there, you really should. It's a lot of fun. It's great food. And, Brian, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week, okay, bud?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. You gentlemen, enjoy your holiday.
All right, thanks.
Thanks
you too.
A lot. Thank you.
And
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Brian Longacre from Aqua Blue in Atlanta. You guys have been out there, right?
I have. It's been a while.
I haven't been out there yet.
It's been a while. I think I had some sort of fish, maybe salmon. It was excellent.
It's very good. You've got to get out there, Brian. But
yeah,
and that's Brian Jones. I'm speaking to not Brian Longacre. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about high school basketball. We talked a lot about football. Why? Because football lives here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. But when we come back, we're going to talk about basketball. This is Scortland's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Trying to save a buck or two? Visit 790 The Zone's Double Rewards program where you can double your money only on 790thezone.com.
Welcome to Economics 101. Now, when a given item greatly exceeds the expectations of the purchaser, it is referred to as a good value. To illustrate, I've placed McDonald's meals on your desks. Point made.
I love economics!
Share your smarts. Grab McDonald's double cheeseburger or McChicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Coca-Cola for just $2.99 every day. Prices and participation may vary.
I just loved cappuccinos. Before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's. This Monday, get a free sample size of a McCafe mocha from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While supplies last, limit one per customer per visit. Many drive-thrus open 24 hours.
Musicians, Guitar Center buyers made calls and closed deals to get brand new gear at clearance prices. Now, for the first time ever, hundreds of new items from top name manufacturers are on the list. It's Guitar Center's Memorial Day list event. We've ground prices to the bone. 50, 60, up to 79% off retail. And get one-day only deals on all clearance and select used gear. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's Memorial Day list event. Don't miss it.
Back in the old neighborhood, generosity was a way of life. So when you came over for a meal, you usually left with one too. At Maggiano's through June 3rd, we're putting a new twist on this old tradition. Order tonight from a selection of made-from-scratch dishes, like our famous mom's lasagna. And we'll send you home with a different meal, like our delicious baked ziti and sausage. Both meals for only $12.95. How's that for generous? Two chef-prepared meals for just $12.95. See you tonight at Maggiano's, Little Italy.
Golf. Hey, golf fans, Mike Bell here for Golfsmith, and this weekend only, Golfsmith is holding their huge tent sale event at their Duluth location. Save up to 60% off on the biggest brand names in golf and tennis, like Callaway, TaylorMade, Nike, and more. And during Golfsmith's anniversary sale, take advantage of even more specials. For instance, you can buy a TaylorMade 09 burner driver and get a fairway or rescue club free. But hurry, the tent sale is this weekend only. Exit 103 off 85 North and take your first left. Visit golfsmith.com for details. Save big under the tent.
Department stores are robbing people every day, so we thought we'd teach them a lesson and rob them back.
Hello, thank you for calling Fairfax Department Store. How may I direct your call?
I have something you might be interested in.
I'm sorry?
Incriminating photos.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, sir. Did you say photos?
Yes, photos of one of your mannequins. She's wearing nothing but lingerie.
Was she in the lingerie department?
Is that on the fourth floor?
Yes, sir.
Then, maybe. But I also have photos of a mannequin wearing a turtleneck and chinos. How much would you give me for that?
Don't let department stores rob you anymore. Shop at K&G, where you'll get the same brands at up to 60% less. K&G, fashion without the victim. Right now, come into any K&G and get Men's U.S. Polo Association athletic shoes, two for $35, regularly priced at $19.99 each.
It's time to play.
Football lives here, and lives here all summer long.
Here is Dwyer. Jonathan, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. The Diesel scores a touchdown.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
It's in the game.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Thank you for taking time out of your Memorial Day weekend, out of your busy Sunday to tune us in. My name is Fletcher Proctor alongside Brian Jones and Alex Ewalt. And hey, if you are on your way out to the Gwinnett Braves to check out the Superstars, give us a call at 404-233-7979 and tell us all about it. If you're going out there to see Harry Canary and Nolan Rhino and Ken Giraffe Jr., Clammy Sosa, Cal Ripken Jr., Derek Cheetah, or Bobby Orangutan, we'd like to hear how the Superstars are. Because minor league baseball, I know we're getting a little off topic and we're not talking about recruiting, but minor league baseball has some of the best promotions, don't they? And the Superstars might be one of the best I've ever heard of. Just saying. All right, let's get back into high school recruiting, shall we? Let's step away just for a second from the borders of the state of Georgia and talk about a Wisconsin situation. Wisconsin. And Alex, you know a little bit more about this than I do, but Vander Blue, who was a basketball commit at the University of Wisconsin, he recently decommitted. Why did he decommit?
Well, interesting situation. This opens up a whole discussion as far as fan involvement and these online communities that you see for every big school. Vander Blue is a pretty decent 2010 point guard, number 39 overall, according to one of the services, a number 7 or 8 point guard in that class. This is a kid who committed when he was 15. He's a hometown kid. He's from Madison. He's apparently at some point started having some academic troubles. Now, the people on the Wisconsin message board sort of took hold of that, and as people in those types of communities tend to do,
you mean the nameless, faceless community,
the anonymous people who populate those message boards, of which I might be part of a couple. But
oh, really?
You mean are you Fletcher?
You're Georgia Tech 84. We stand tall, or something like that.
Something like that.
Okay.
But they took hold of it, and this kid saw it. Vander Blue saw it. He didn't like how he was being called out. There were questions. Fans were questioning him about his work ethic, his attitude, his academic troubles. Was he lazy? Blah, blah, blah. This kid addressed it. It came to light that he had seen these accusations, many threads on this situation, and it hit the press, mostly up in the north, up in the Wisconsin area. Press got a hold of it, but kid actually held a press conference last week announcing his decommitment for the time being from Wisconsin. He says he's still keeping him as an option, but just wants to look around. He says, above all, he was very hurt by this online community's treatment of his situation.
Now, Brian, I'm going to ask you this question.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun going on the AJC, you know, website, AJC.com, and reading, you know, the comments. Heck, they even do it on scoreATL.com. You're allowed to leave comments, and people have left comments on mine before that, you know, they mock me a little bit. That's okay. That's beside the point. Back to this, though, where you can go on there on, say, the Georgia Tech message board, and there's always a Georgia guy that'll go in there and say something about a tickle pile, or there's always a Florida fan that'll go on the Georgia's website and say something like, hey, you know, what's it been like, 16 of the last 18? You know, so a lot of these people, it might be on the Wisconsin board, it might be an Iowa fan, or it might be an Ohio State fan posing as a Wisconsin fan. But, I mean, you just maybe a little thicker skin, because once you get on there and say you have 6 turnovers in your first game as a freshman, they're going to boo you, okay?
Right.
I mean, I know you're 16 and don't like it already, which you shouldn't like it, but grow a little thicker skin.
Yeah, I really do have to step in his shoes in this situation. You know, if I was him, well, number one, I probably wouldn't be reading the message boards, period. I just think you just have to leave that alone. You know, these fans, they have nothing else better to do. They just want to criticize, just to criticize, just to get, you know, the attention. So, you know, in Vander Blue's case, if I was him, I would just, you know, I wouldn't even have a press conference or anything to decommit. If I was really feeling hurt, you know what? It would actually give me motivation. It would give me motivation to work harder, you know, play even better, get better grades. You know, I would just take it as motivation, and, you know, and I would just say, you know, if people don't question my work ethic, well, that's fine. I'll just prove it out there on the basketball court and prove why Wisconsin, I committed to Wisconsin and why Wisconsin chose me to play for them.
This is WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting station, Sports Radio 790 The Zone. This is Score Atlanta's official visit. And yeah, it would. That's a good point, because those people that are calling you lazy, that are saying you have a bad attitude, they're going to all go away if you lead your team to a state title next season. They're going to say, we can't wait to get this guy on our team. We can't wait for him to hopefully do what he did in high school at our level. So, I mean, it's these guys are fickle, right, Alex? I mean, they're just nothing but fickle people out there who are bored that they are the ones that are lazy with the bad attitude, you know, because they don't want to do their homework either, much like this Vander Blue guy apparently doesn't want to do his homework.
Well, insert fan base name here. I mean, it could happen anywhere. It could happen anywhere with any program with a sizable following. However, you go to Vander Blue, the decision to hold a press conference, if you're not looking for more attention, you're holding a press conference to decommit. You don't have to do that. You could just sort of put that out there. And he's 16. That's his point. A quote from him to the effect of, I'm 16. Why are these 40 and 50-year-old guys on my case? Well, I don't even have my driver's license yet. He's 16. He's not an adult. He's not 18. However, he's a year and a half away, if he plays at Wisconsin, to having to step out on the floor on the road against an Ohio State, something like that. It's pretty he's getting up to that age where, yeah, he's 16, but if you're playing the recruitment game and you're holding your own press conferences, where does the balance swing in that situation?
All right, call us up, 404-233-7979, star 790, free call on your AT&T phone. Are you one of these hotshot recruits? Do you read the message boards? I mean, I think we heard earlier from T.J. Stripling, he doesn't necessarily look at the websites and whatnot, but he does count his scholarship offers. He compares them with his cousin. You know, they said they have a good time, you know, seeing if they can one-up each other. I think it would be hard, Brian. You said earlier, don't read the message boards. It would be hard for me as an all-star, you know, as an all-state player, not to read the message boards. You know,
right.
You want it. You've got that opinion of yourself. You think you're the big star. You think you're the big man on campus. Why wouldn't you want to read about it? But every now and then, with the good comes the bad. I don't think you can say don't read the message boards. But I think if you are going to read those, you have to have thick skin. You can't be like Urban Meyer and have thin skin. You know, you know you're good. Forget what these 50-year-olds say, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as an athlete, it's difficult for anyone to not read the message board. There is that curiosity factor. You know, if you feel like you're one of the best basketball player or a football player, or even baseball players out there, you want to see what the general public thinks. And, you know, so you can't help but to look. If, you know, there's people out there that think you're great, that makes you feel good. You have more confidence about yourself. You probably are one of the best athletes out there, but there's always going to be those people who are going to be critical of you. Because, you know, no one's perfect. They're going to find some fault of you. So, you know, if you read these message boards, you do have to have thick skin, because there's not everyone's going to like you. But if they don't, then don't worry about it. You know, just keep working hard and just prove to those people that don't like you or don't believe in you that, hey, I am worth every penny, or, you know, I'm worth, you know, a college like a recruit, or if you're a recruit, you're worth every penny of what
that's,
a recruit spends on you.
That's a good point. And I think, Alex.
Well, I think as far as the media, the mainstream media goes, at Score Atlanta, we have kind of a rule. High school kids, if you're covering high school sports, they're off limits as far as kind of overt criticism of them. With college recruiting, I think it blurs those lines, and especially when it comes to people who aren't members of the media. So, I mean, I'd love to see where people out there stand on this issue. What is these online communities? Should they be regulated more? I mean, should they be school-sponsored? They're all unofficial, which means people can basically go on them and say whatever they want.
Well, I think at some point, you know, this kid does need to step back, because John Wall, the number one recruit in the entire country, who ended up signing, you know, with Kentucky and John Calipari, there's been bad stuff said about him, okay? There has. But you know, Duke and Memphis fans and Florida fans and Alabama fans, everywhere that he didn't go, they're going to jump on there and they're going to say, well, we never wanted him anyway because his crossover step is a little slow and he can't drive with his left hand. You know, and John Wall, I mean, you know, you haven't heard him say a word, have you? You haven't heard Vincent Williams, the guy that just signed with the University of Georgia, say anything, because you know there are people out there that maybe didn't get this guy, that he was being recruited by UAB and South Florida and Alabama as well as Georgia. You know, they're going out there, I'm sure, and saying, well, it's okay. He's only 6'1". We don't really need a 6'1" point guard anyway. We'll do just fine without him. You know, they say this stuff about everyone. It just, I think if you're going to be a star, or if you think in your mind you're going to be a star, Michael Jordan had stuff written about him, okay?
He rose above it.
And what did he do? He used it to motivate him. Kobe Bryant has stuff written about him. He uses it to motivate himself. You have to – you can't lash out at people, nameless people and faceless people who are saying this stuff on a message board. You can't take offense to this because that's all they're doing is they're trying to bring you down. They're jealous of you in some aspects. They're mad.